Trailer Company at 1720 Highway 82 West in Prattville.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. House Democrats say they'll investigate a BuzzFeed News report that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has evidence that President Trump directed his former attorney Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about negotiations for a Trump Tower in Moscow. The report also says the president tried to set up a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin during the campaign. The White House is canceling a delegation to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland due to the partial government shutdown after canceling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats' trip to Belgium and Afghanistan. The president denying her the use of military aircraft a day after her telling him to reschedule his State of the Union address. California Democrat Adam Schiff.
All too often in the last 2 years, the president has acted like he's in the fifth grade.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate, especially the Speaker thinks we shouldn't even have the State of the Union.
Yes.
This is Fox News.
NFC playoffs, and it all starts 2 hours early for two full hours of former players and coaches sitting behind a long desk talking about what they think will happen after most of their predictions this season have been dead wrong. Watch as they fill time joking around with each other, leaving the desk and standing around showing old highlights you've already seen. Then finally get ready for game time, when two announcers will tell you what they think.
And don't forget about me, the pretty young lady they have reporting down by the sidelines. Back to you in the warm booth.
The AFC NFC Playoffs, Sunday. Brought to you by Gillette, who reminds you, men bad.
The weekend is here. And I predict everyone we talk to this morning will be happy. Greg Budell, are you happy?
I'm so happy, oh, happy, lucky me.
How about you, Jay Scott?
I'm happy, I'm alone.
Emily Hayes, how would you describe the group this morning? Bailey, the Wonder Dog, are you happy?
I'm so happy!
And Rich Thomas.
We happy? Vincent, we happy?
Yeah, we happy.
Good. Everyone's happy the weekend's here. Now, do you guys want to get on with it, or should I go back through and take another roll call?
Get on with it.
Yes, get over there.
Oh, well, okay. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Are we happy? That's not very convincing.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
On this Friday morning, there's fog at a few spots this morning. It's not too bad here in central Alabama at the moment, but take it easy and know that there are some foggy areas that you will come about. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, mild today. A couple of showers are on the radar, but I think the rain chances are under 20%. High in the mid-60s, risk of showers mostly after midnight tonight, low 53. Then tomorrow, a more active day. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by, let's say, midday and through the afternoon and evening hours, and Saturday night, some possibly severe. In fact, the Storm Prediction Center has now gone up on their severe weather risk for tomorrow. So damaging wind gusts would be the main threat. Could be some tornadoes in the state. And we'll be watching that. Your weather app will keep you on top of that. If you don't have it, get it on your phone or tablet. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday. It'll be windy. Sunday's high 44. You'll swear it's colder. Winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Low temperature down to on Monday morning down to 26. Wind chill factor teens. And MLK Day Monday, I think the highs will be 48 to about 50 at best. Right now this morning with fog in some areas, calm winds, temperature 53 at the time, 6:10.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
2 years for Emily Hayes today.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
It's gone by so fast.
Ha ha ha! Walking in the studio and seeing this huge two on the back of my chair.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Amazing. I'm pumped.
What's that against the wall over there?
Those are light bulbs.
No.
It says to Emily from LaDonna and Jeremy.
Oh.
Does it? Yes. What is that over? What in the?
You know how.
What I didn't even see that.
My vision is incredible. Or earlier this morning I was next to it.
So can I open it now?
Well, sure. I don't see why not. It's not like you're holding off some earth-shaking development. I don't have much.
Oh, okay. Well, let me make those public. I'm sharing the picture of my two. I feel like a real-life Sesame Street episode.
Go ahead and get it.
Okay.
We'll wait. At 6:11, we do have our most electrifying story coming up. I think I need to make a call today and make an appointment at Infusion tomorrow. That was Rich being the horny one there with the little party favor.
Sorry.
So let's see what this... It's just like crazy house here when we got an occasion to celebrate. All right, open this.
We
connected to the squeaky headboard from yesterday.
Oh my god.
Elvis?
It's a huge framed Elvis stamp.
Upside down, though.
No.
Oh my god. How amazing! Look at the king! Look at him!
Oh my god.
Oh, it's a framed young Elvis stamp, not fat Elvis.
Right?
Stop it! Fat Elvis was just as lovable.
How
nice. You like that?
Look at that frame.
That's awesome.
How about that?
Oh my god, it's gonna go on my Elvis wall.
It's large.
I think we need to send Emily to one of those meetings.
Well, I know you must feel the same way after all these years just being able to take notes.
Sometimes, when you have a problem, it helps to talk with others who have the same problem.
Okay, Elvis, you got something to share with the group now?
Yes, I do, Elvis. Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Hold on, Elvis.
Thank you very much.
Shouldn't we order some double cheese pizzas first?
Let's go get some peanut butter and nanner sandwiches,
too. That's a good
too.
Idea, Elvis.
Well, thank you, Elvis.
You're listening to an encounter session at your local Elanon Center. Elanon, where chronic Elvis impersonators go for help.
Now, once again, what was that you saying, Elvina?
Well, sir, I think it's time the people stop discriminating against us female impersonators of Elvis. Uh-huh. You know, I got sideburns, too.
Thank you very much.
Learn to recognize the early warning signs. Twitching lips.
I can't control my face.
Swinging hips.
I'm all shook up.
Incredible weight gain.
More Twinkies, please.
At Elvis Anonymous, we understand that impersonating Elvis is not a career. It's a disease.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Give us something to eat.
So please, send what you can to L Anon, Memphis, Tennessee. And thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. Is that on me? Oh, she got boy.
At 6:14, I would be insulting my own physicist, nuclear sister, you know, my own nuclear physicist sister, if I were to mock those who adore the king. And it's funny because Elvis, when she was old enough to appreciate Elvis, he was pretty much dead.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, he was actually, she was born in 65. He died in 74, 76, 77, whatever. She liked Elvis, even though his glory days had kind of passed, just like mine.
Well.
Hush.
But your glory days have passed?
Did you read the comments?
Your glory days right now.
Yeah, did you not read the comments on the original post from 2 years ago?
No.
When I announced that I was doing the show with you? And the first comment on there is, like, Miami Greg Budell?
Really?
Are you flipping kidding me, man?
I missed that. Well, I didn't see the comment. I just saw the post, so I put it on Facebook.
You'll get to meet that guy at the Hitchin. That's Hurricane Shane.
And then, did you answer, no, Owasa?
The Owasa Greg Budell. There you go.
Yeah, because then he was like, man, when he was going to when I was going to college in Fort Lauderdale, it was him and Sonny Fox, man. I listened to him all the time. Side note, LaDonna and Jeremy, I just read your card, and it's so very kind. Thank you so much. LaDonna's just the dang old sweetest, man. I tell you what.
She is. Oh, you already got the picture of this thing posted. Oh, my goodness.
Of the two? Wait, wait for it. Elvis is coming.
Wow. It is 60 minutes after 6 o'clock. I was not kidding. I would like to hit infusion tomorrow morning. I do often on Saturday. They're open from 9 to noon. For those of you who have trouble getting away or breaking away to do good things for your body, that's ideal. But they're open today all day as well. 296-1662 to ask about things that can be life-changing, scientifically based improvements for you. For example, IV vitamin therapy, where it goes directly in.
Right.
And bypasses digestive, so it's in your blood doing what it's supposed to do. And that depends on what you want to accomplish, whether it's weight loss, you want to de-stress, if you have been partying a little bit too hard, they have an IV vitamin therapy cocktail that will adjust you in whatever way you're seeking to be adjusted. There is now CryoSkin 3.0 for those who are looking to shrink the waistline using a laser. They break down the fat cells in the areas that you're looking. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the waistline. They can work on cellulite and all kinds of other issues with this. And you can buy it by packages. Cost-wise, it's far less expensive than surgical procedures, which are not only expensive but dangerous because you got to have an anesthesiologist.
I'm excited about the possibility of trying it. And hopefully we will.
We got to make that happen.
Yeah, we got to do that.
Looks like I'll have to do a little nagging. They also, of course, were the originators of the cryotherapy chamber here in Montgomery, and that's still a great option. Joey uses that because he does yoga several times a week, and it gets rid of the aches and pains quickly. And then the laser therapy for pain, all of these things basically help your body work at peak performance. And it's not voodoo medicine. This is all science and available here in the River Region through Infusion Cryo and Laser. 296-1662 or infusioncryoandlaser.com. Local news. And then our most electrifying story of the day next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. And education, infrastructure, and quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and county leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
here. That's why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the
in
river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
This is real, people. This is not a drill.
All right, DJ Sugar Shock, let's hit it.
Don't you have an emergency DJ? Somebody with a deep voice hidden in a drawer?
And there goes the last DJ.
Stay off the microphone.
Who plays what he wants to play?
This is the DJ 3000.
All you do is talk.
You are talking nonstop for 20 minutes. Nothing but gibberish.
I just want to be here to tell you guys I love the show.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Sunday is National DJ Day.
Really? Mm.
I retired. You retired from being a DJ.
Yeah,
I'm not a DJ anymore. I've always hated that term.
I do it for about 40 seconds every morning at 6:30.
Yeah, because I can do that too. You know, when you are off, as you will be in a few weeks, I do the timeline, and I'm the substitute teacher in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, so people have lowered expectations, but I can still talk up a song fairly decently. And do it by talking about basically nothing, saying nothing of importance in the process.
I like to call it on-air talent.
On-air talent. I always thought, I hated the term disc jockey, and I hate to reference the fact that I'm considerably older than you are, but disc jockeys were called disc jockeys when I was getting interested in radio.
Were you stacking the platters?
Stacks and stacks of hot wax, everybody. Everybody talked like this. Like somebody was trying to... But I always had the image of a guy in a checkered shirt sitting on a big vinyl album spinning around.
Yeah.
I just never cared for that
disc
image.
Jockey. Are you a disc jockey?
Love to be a radio personality.
I just always thought they were all Dr. Johnny Fever.
Love to be a star. Well, yeah, I mean, there's that's another thing I hate, by the way. I don't like being called Johnny.
Can I mention this little puppy dog for while it's on my mind?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a little dog who is 8 months old, a rescue who's dying, unfortunately, in Bellingham, Washington, and the name is Logan. Well, they have been doing bucket list things for Logan, like taking Logan to the senior center, to the Dairy Queen. They had a steak dinner for Logan. Anything he wants, burger, ice cream, and hugs. Everybody's been hugging him. We're trying to get 1,000 hugs for little Logan. His days are numbered, but isn't that a cute little puppy? 8-month-old German Shepherd in Bellingham, Washington. I saw it on Channel 8
It's a great story. Yeah. And again, it reminds me that I cannot open AOL, which I still use for reasons I'm getting actually weaker at explaining, mm-hmm. Or turn on, you know, the channels I watch, whether it's Smithsonian or MeTV or whatever, without being confronted by these horrible images of suffering dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that commercial.
I mean, of course I want to help, and I don't want dogs to be in that condition, but do you need to do this to us, to put us through this emotional trauma?
Yeah, I was at the Humane Society yesterday because Punky and Claude...
Punky and Claude.
They call it being altered now. They don't call it being... fixed.
That sounds like politically correct crap. But
anyway,
you're
I
talking
say,
about the change.
The change. They got Bob Barkered yesterday. So Punky, a little more out of it than Claude. Mm-hmm. She stayed in my lap for about 3 hours last night. Bless her heart.
Mm-hmm. What am I thinking of when you say they got Bob Barkered? I see K Rod's on the phone. Good morning, sir.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
I just had a funny thought. I want to hear Sonny Fox reminding people to spay and neuter their pets.
All right, let's see if this works. This is the Price is Right closing. Don't forget to go out and get your dog's balls chopped off.
This is
You couldn't get any luckier than I did.
Yeah, that was perfect that day.
On that little bit. All right, we've got the timeline coming up with Rich here in a minute. A quick note on behalf of our friend Terry Adams, the much-beloved and glorious... Prime Minister Playtime. He was with us yesterday afternoon. He mentioned something. I was always under the impression that January was one of their slower months because, A, they have a huge rush at Christmas time, and December is always a big month.
Mm-hmm.
But he said January is one of their busiest months there.
People looking ahead to the
yes,
season?
Yes, exactly. Getting in front of whatever it is they're looking to do to make the new year more exciting, whether it's getting into a motorcycle or one of those incredible Kymco scooters that'll take you for, 100 and some miles per gallon, which is amazing. Off-road products from Polaris, many of them made right here in Alabama now at the factory up by Huntsville. And Kawasaki, Suzuki products, and everything, the manufacturers, they're the ones that finance the products they sell at Adams Motorsports. So all you need is decent credit to get done on what you're interested in and get the lowest available interest rate, often below, well below 4%, sometimes zero, depends. Each month they all do different promotions. So stop by and see Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, that's the bypass, at Hackle. One of these days we're going to look up Hackle and find out who he was. But in the meantime, that's where you'll find Adams Motorsports, or online, get a credit app started and browse the inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. Our first look at the roads at 6:25, then the timeline with Richard on TV today. We're talking about time wasters, right?
I think so.
Yeah, well, yeah, ways Americans waste time, like, going through social media, looking at your phone, sitting in traffic. Yeah, ways we waste time.
All right. Happy anniversary, everyone.
It's Friday morning. Everybody's getting ready for their weekend as they head out to work and school. This morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no problems this morning. Interstates are running great. The only delays you're going to find are at the traffic lights this morning. There is a slight delay as you go onto I-65 south from the Northern Boulevard. Rich Thomas says we may experience some patchy fog. Not much in the Montgomery area right now, but if you're headed north, you might run into some fog. Be careful this morning. We do see Haynes Ambulance making emergency medical run up Ann Street towards the Atlanta Highway. Enroll now for mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College. The admission and financial aid process must be completed by January 30th. Classes begin March 6th. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, we have a new year.
Yes, we sure do. And I'm just loving it. You know how we make resolutions. And so Eastbrook's resolution is for you to have the very best year you can.
Anything special coming up soon?
In February, we're going to have a big event. And it's going to be a big event. That's our 25th anniversary. And there'll be a lot of good sales, a lot of good savings. And you just need to come and find out what we're going to do.
Tell you what, for people that don't know, tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
60,000 square feet, three floors. We've got an elevator. Great vendors that a good many of the vendors have been here the whole 25 years. It never looks old. They know that you have to clean it and you have to put in new things and switch it around.
And those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday 9 to 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the 2-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
It's actually nothing urgent. It's just that you'll need to know the Baumhauer's winning word to win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill later today. So here it is. Blanco. Blanco. That is the delicious cheese that covers their gooey fries and so many other great things on the Baumhauer's menu. We'll run that down later.
I took years of Spanish. That means white.
It did? Mm-hmm. Blanco sounds so much more exciting than white cheese.
White cheese.
Yeah. That's your winning word. 272-9228. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. Redeemer for lunch or 2 at Baumhauer. With the timeline for the 18th of January, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
18th day of the year, 347 days remain on Get to Know Your Customers Day.
I think we know our customers.
I think so.
I think you host our customers every week at Baumhauer's, right?
I make every effort to know our customers.
I know you do. I know you
and
do.
And to thank our customers.
And you know what? They're great people.
They really are.
They truly are.
This is National Thesaurus Day. What's another name for thesaurus?
They grow a thesaurus.
The book of synonyms they're extinct, and antonyms.
They're extinct now, but they used to sound like this. They roam the earth. Thesaurus.
Oh, I see. That's what they are. It's Winnie the Pooh Day.
Aw.
Oh, bless it.
Big Eeyore fan.
1778, Cook discovers Hawaii. He actually landed, he passed Oahu, landed on Kauai, and named it the Sandwich Islands.
Sandwich
Islands. Islands. 231 years ago, 1788, the British convicts arrived in Australia at Botany Bay. They established the penal colony. That's how Australia started. And Star Trek.
Penal, eh?
Penal, that's right. The penal colony.
Did Georgia not start the same way? Didn't it start? Or is it, didn't Georgia?
Georgia was a penal colony, too.
I know things.
Star Trek used Botany Bay as the name of a ship commanded by Khan, played by Ricardo Montalban, if you
Jay
remember
Jay is
that.
Nerding out over this information.
No. Sorry. Something else.
1803.
Don't do that.
1803 on this date, Jefferson asked Congress for money for Lewis and Clark. They want to explore the western U.S. They did. 1919, peace conference begins in Paris, which would officially mark the end of the First World War. 1943 on this date, the government declared a wartime ban on the sale of pre-sliced bread to conserve resources during World War II. What resources, you say? Well, they were worried about the additional use of wax paper to wrap individual slices. Did they used to wrap individual?
That may have been. I remember when you went to certain like cafeterias or even restaurants, mm-hmm. they would serve you your slice of bread in a bag, some baggie. Yeah. So that may have been how they did it originally.
You couldn't buy, you had to buy whole loaves of bread. You couldn't have it sliced.
Well, sliced bread is younger than Betty White. For
That's right. Who turned 97 yesterday.
National treasure.
Yesterday.
God lover.
71 years ago in 1948, Gandhi broke his 121-hour fast. I think he went to McDonald's. No, he didn't. But
he was
assassinated 12 days later. 67 years ago, 1952, Curly from the Three Stooges died of a stroke at the age of 49. His name is Jerome Howard. He was Moe and Shemp's brother. He was my favorite, too.
He's a brilliant physical comedian.
Timing.
There are so many big physical comedians that led tragic lives, from Curly to mm-hmm. Belushi to Chris Farley.
Good point. Yeah. 1964, the Beatles entered the U.S. chart with a song called I Want to Hold Your Hand. Just 10 days after it released, it's the fastest breaking and fastest selling record in Capitol Records history. 44 years ago, 1975, the Jeffersons, moving on up to the east side. Debuts on CBS. It was on for 11 seasons. Now, our song of the day. And you've been hearing Steve Miller Band coming to Impact in March, and we've been giving away tickets. It'll be happening on the first day of spring. Well, you get your chance to win some tickets later on. We have an enormous catalog of hits from Steve Miller. Let's play a fun one from Fly Like an Eagle. Disc jockeys love this one because it's only 2 hours and 45 seconds long when you need a quick song. Gotta get a hoo-hoo. Steve Miller Band, our bicentennial year, 76. Take the Lute and Vamoose.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do. They'd sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. Here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to Old El Paso.
Life's
where
just
they ran into
Emily
a
said.
Great big castle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle.
Woo-hoo.
Bobby Sue took the money and run. Go on,
I was gonna do it.
Run.
And again, it got a lot of airplay because when they're short and you need a short record before news. 29 years ago, in 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry arrested in a drug enforcement sting after being videotaped smoking crack.
And they reelected him.
Let's say it all together, kids.
Crack don't smoke itself.
Again, write it down.
34 years ago, in 1985, Jerry Garcia arrested in Golden Gate Park. He was freebasing cocaine in his car.
Ooh.
He had 23 bundles of drugs. But why did they get his attention? He had an expired registration tag.
Why?
Yeah. 91, Eastern Airlines shuts down after 62 years in the business. The
Tragic
wings
day.
Of man.
Tragic day.
Yeah. 26 years ago in 93, Martin Luther King holiday finally celebrated in all 50 states. South Carolina caved in and recognized it. 1996, Lisa Marie Presley files from divorce from Michael Jackson after 20 months of a weird marriage. 2005, the world's largest commercial jet, an Airbus A380 carrying 800 passengers, unveiled in Toulouse, France. 800 passengers in one plane.
Who'd want to get on that?
I don't know. That's scary. 2 years ago in this date, 2016, Glenn Frey of the Eagles dies at the age of 67.
That was 2 years ago?
Today, yeah.
God.
Tom Bailey is 63. He's the founder of Thompson Twins. Hold me now. Kevin Costner is 64. Did you know that Kevin Costner was in The Big Chill?
Yes.
Can you remember
no,
him?
I know exactly.
Can I? Okay, so you know how it starts out with one of their friends that committed suicide. He's the one in the bathtub.
He's the corpse.
Really?
Yeah.
Johnny Carson.
I never knew that.
Johnny Carson put up the money for that movie.
Great movie. Fantastic soundtrack.
Bobby Goldsboro is still watching Scotty grow. He's 78. From the dearly departed file, Cary Grant, who died in 1986, would have had a birthday today. Danny Kaye, who died in 87, would have had a birthday today.
That's Danny F and K to you, mister.
And Bozo the Clown, whose real name is Bob Bell. Bob Bell would have had a birthday today. He died in 97. Countdowns today. After a countdown which began in the 300 range, River Region Royal Wedding is now down to 8 days. Mm. Well, that's almost a week from tomorrow. 27 days we are till Valentine's Day. Hey, a birthday and anniversary just 41 days away. And the vernal equinox, first day of spring, now 61 days away. You're up to date on your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Rich
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Mostly cloudy, mild today. There are a couple of showers in southeast Alabama, but I think we're dry. With a high temperature in the mid-60s, risk of showers late tonight, mostly after midnight, low 53. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially by midday into the afternoon and evening hours. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. The Storm Prediction Center has us in a level 2 risk zone, which has my attention, which means I will be here all day tomorrow. High temperatures 68 to 70. Sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday with windy conditions and a high temperature only 44 Sunday. It'll seem colder with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Then down to 26 first thing Monday morning, wind chill factor teens. MLK Day, high of only 48 to 50. Right now, cloudy skies, rather clear skies for the most part. Actually, it is mostly cloudy. I beg your pardon. Temperature is 53 with a little bit of fog out there. Calm winds, 640.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
TV time.
Time now is 6:40. The average American now spends 2 hours a day reading, but only if you count the stuff we read online.
What about on the teleprompter? That's what I
don't read on the teleprompter.
Oh, well, I've got double that, man.
So reading Pride and Prejudice counts, but so does scrolling through Wikipedia to find out Cardi B's real name is, Belcalis Almanzar.
Impressed.
Yes. Paper effort. All right, the best part of the study was buried near the bottom. A new survey found the top ways we waste time these days are by scrolling through social media, using apps on our phone, watching TV, except when you watch the news, sitting in traffic, and constantly checking your phone.
Basically, everything that I do all day. Yeah. A lot to talk about. So let's bring in Three Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I think sometimes our boss thinks that we waste 3 hours every morning here. But we have a good time doing it.
Yeah.
I agree that we do waste a lot of time, and I came to grips with this when I found out this is going to be our topic today. Mm-hmm. So I made these delicious chocolate chip cookies.
Ooh.
For everybody today.
Happy anniversary to Emily.
If only we could taste it.
That's right.
Well, we're also celebrating. Actually, my wife Roz made these to help us celebrate Emily Hayes' second anniversary on our show today.
Oh, yay!
Yay, me, yay!
That's what that big red two is hovering
over.
Do
you see the two? I feel like it's a Sesame Street episode.
I thought that was an S.
Two, Rich!
I thought it was an S.
I thought it was an S.
S for super job.
Yeah! Thanks, Chili.
Good one.
I feel special.
Well, this is not a waste of time. This is. We like to celebrate. We like to celebrate around here.
What is it?
Every other Tuesday.
What is it about the world that we have this attitude or this thing hanging over our heads that we got to be busy every second?
Right.
That we're just not allowed to stop and smell the roses, relax. Why do some of us, like me, feel guilty when I'm just doing nothing?
Because it's dead air.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, radio.
That's a simple way to put it.
Yeah, right.
Well, no, I mean, it feels like if you have downtime that you're wasting time because you could be getting ahead on something or catching up on something. But
I can't imagine Atlanta traffic and wasting that kind of time. That would drive me crazy.
All summer last year. Yeah.
There is a lot of time wasted, and it's very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, the ultimate grade, and I don't mean to be morbid here, okay, I'm not forecasting anything.
Uh-oh. With that lead-in.
Right.
Yeah, with that cheerful lead-in. No, I think the ultimate grade we get on how much time we waste is when we leave this world, and those we leave behind have to go through all of our stuff.
Oh.
And then wonder what were they thinking or doing? Look at all the time he wasted on this thing.
Look at this guy's browser history.
Yeah. Well, let's not go there.
He really wasted a lot of time.
Did you have to?
No.
Just wondering.
It was classic.
What makes you feel like you're wasting time, Rich?
Well, I tell you what I wish I was doing more of. I don't read
books like I used to. And
I
like,
have the same issue.
It's like there's not enough time to sit there and just read a book. You know.
Ever since I had to start using these, reading became less fun.
Yeah.
And more painful. Because I used it to fall asleep, and I would roll over on my glasses and stab myself. It's just not fun.
But checking my phone too many times.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I do is check the phone.
Well, hey, the three Utes on TV you've got to look forward to all of this.
You know, we have all this stuff that's supposed to be saving us time, but it seems like we have less and less time to do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, well.
Especially when you got somebody in your ear telling you that you've got less time.
That's true.
Exactly. And telling you to wrap this up.
You should have somebody on the side of the set there blow a whistle with the 30-second warning, you know, so we know.
Don't give them any ideas.
Have a great weekend, guys.
See ya.
We will see you on Monday.
Hey.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Oh, I forgot I still hear them in there. To turn that down. I'm Ketchup. We got our most electrifying story of the day coming up in just moments. Let's go down. You know that Key and Peele bit with Balaki? I want to get the... I want to circumcise the Balaki part out of that so we can go to the traffic dungeon and use key
terminology that we should be using
to do that.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planning practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
If you're headed into work or school this morning, you might just have time to stop and get a cup of coffee and a biscuit. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing nothing to slow you down this morning as you head into work. The interstates are running at a speed limit ride. The 31s into the boulevard are not having any problems at all. Little delay at the traffic lights. There are a lot of people headed into downtown area at this time of the morning. That's got the Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue a little bit busy this morning, but nothing to worry about. Anything you can ride, roll, chase, or drag on the lot is worth $2,019 trade-in at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. This is for the month of January only. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. There's no problem too big for Jesus to handle. Nearly 200 years after his death, George Washington received a promotion. While he led the Continental Army, Washington was only a two-star general. Later, he was promoted to a three-star rank, but then he died. This meant that every four- and five-star general who came after him outranked him. That is, until July 4, 1976, when President Gerald Ford posthumously appointed Washington General of the Armies of the United States, a rank that's superior to all others. No American soldier will ever outrank George Washington again. As impressive as this is, Revelation 19:16 tells us that Jesus has the ultimate rank, King of all kings and Lord of all lords. This means all of the power and authority of heaven has been given to Jesus, and no one will outrank Jesus for all eternity. So why don't I quit worrying today and bring my problems to Jesus? There's no problem too big for him to handle, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
This is breaking news.
This just in, 4 out of 5 dentists have no idea who that fifth dentist really is.
This has been breaking news.
Hi, this is Greg Schaefer, and on behalf of our entire team at AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, I'd like to wish all of our friends and customers a happy new year. We hope you've enjoyed your holidays and wish you many blessings and great success in 2019. And most importantly, we'd like to thank you for your business this past year. Delivering custom decorated apparel and promotional products on time at a competitive price with great customer care is our mission. And as a business owner, there's nothing better than to see a satisfied and smiling customer as they receive their order. So thank you for allowing us to help you smile this past year. It's our intention to deliver plenty more in 2019. You can contact us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433 and our Prattville office at 361-2133. Or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com. And remember, AKD, your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties for over 30 years.
Well, McDonald's has sold billions of hamburgers.
Well, Marguerite's, unfortunately, we've only sold over 150 million diamonds. You got to be kidding me. How do you come up with that number? Lyle's been in this business for over 50 years selling jewelers throughout the world. Lyle's worked for the Army Air Force Exchange Services, or the Sam's Club. He sold to Zales. He sold to all kinds of people. More than 150 million diamonds. Come to Marguerite's. You're going to get the right diamond at the right price. We mean it. Thank you.
It's been raining for weeks. With all our companies at Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, there's Tom Brady and also Drew Brees. Both of these players are in their 40s. They're driving slow to the stadium. They're playing bingo when the game is done. They wear adult diapers. They're grandpas in the NFL tonight. Tom Brady's ready, and Drew Brees is ready. Are you ready for some geezers? A couple old codgers. They are old enough to be their opponent's fathers. Forget the Gatorade, put Metamucil on ice, cause some geriatric quarterbacks are playing tonight.
Not that I care. I kind of want Tom Brady to win one more.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Well, let's get to the big story first. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents Three Men and a Lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Well, until I realized it was Emily's second anniversary, that is the most electrifying story that we've reached. The two-year mark, and I noticed when Rich did the timeline, he kind of let it slide, but, you know, she managed to kill one of the eagles the day she joined the show.
Okay, I didn't say anything.
You know?
The eagles rule.
Coincidence? I don't think so.
I got blamed for that.
Actually, the story that normally would have been most electrifying was 97-year-old Prince Philip flipping his SUV.
I heard
they breathalyzed him, too, just to make sure, because he had a car with two women and a baby.
Oh.
That's a show over in England, two women and a baby.
Duh. I got you. No, I don't know if I should believe
you. But at 97, and he's okay?
First of all, what were conditions like during this wreck? Let's go to Bonnie Prince Charles for the answer.
Cold, wet, and windy.
Was he driving alone, or was he a passenger in the vehicle?
He was driving a Land Rover.
Oh, he was.
The car that they show you climbing all these ridiculous roads that nobody's ever going to use, so they can hit you with a $67,000 sticker price in their commercials. It's actually kind of a cool spot because the roads this thing actually goes up exist. 40 degree inclines and things like that. It's just, I was a little bit sticker shocked, that's all, at the end of the thing. So it's one of the best vehicles on the planet, but I understand that they wanted to make sure that he had not been having any of the palace wine or palace cocaine or...
The royal narcotics.
Listen, here's the bottom line on this story, Prince Philip. You're 97. If you want to drive, move to Fort Lauderdale. And there's a community further south called Hollandale. When you hit 100, you can drive there. It's just a short move south.
And you could be mayor, too.
The latest internet challenge, defend your favorite villain. This is what... We should have brought this up when we were talking about wasting time.
Yeah.
Tom from Tom and Jerry. Quote, that's his job. He's a cat. There's a rodent in the house. He's just doing what he's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
TV villain. I'm going to skip a real-life villain. Mike Tyson talking about his purchase of tigers, which should not be allowed. Just my opinion. In theaters this weekend, Glass. It's the latest Shmaya Ding Dong flick. And I guess they expect that, even though it's gotten crap reviews, to have a pretty good weekend because it's a long weekend and a lot of folks.
Oh, that's right. It is a lot. Well, for others.
MLK.
Well, certainly for anybody that works in the public, whether it's government, teaching, banks are closed.
Banks, right?
Yeah. Most people will be off.
Schools, yeah. Right.
On Monday. Netflix, this is an interesting thing, and I may bring this back this afternoon just as a talk topic. I've seen a documentary done on this particular disaster in Canada. It's an actual rail catastrophe in which the brakes were released on a train carrying a ton of fuel. It started rolling on a slow incline. Nobody knew that it was moving. Nobody was in the train. And, of course, all the fuel it was carrying exploded when it went off the tracks in a town.
Oh.
Literally burned the whole city down, killed 47 people. Mm-hmm. And Netflix is using that actual footage in one of the Bird Box episodes. Some people say it's distasteful because in real life, 47 people died. But Netflix is... not officially commenting, but I'm sure what they're looking for here is authenticity. And it's not unusual for producers of movies to use actual events.
Are you telling me that Bird Box wasn't just one movie, it's a whole series?
No, it's a movie.
That's what I thought.
I'm sorry, my error on that. It's in Bird Box. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to go back and remember where that was.
I'm too poor to afford Netflix.
They just had the biggest price increase in history yesterday.
It's $13 a month now, right?
Depending on your plan, 11 to 13. Yeah.
11 to 13. Wasn't it originally like 6 and 8 or something?
$7, you know.
Well, first, you could only get them DVDs, you know, before they hit the streaming universe.
Right.
Wish I had invested in that early on. But I'll tell you what, Brad McDonald, during the money segment we do on the afternoon show, told us yesterday that their earnings were well below expectations. And I'm not going to politicize the show, but I think I know why. They lost a lot of business when they handed $25 million to the Obamas to produce propaganda.
Oh.
They did. They it never gets publicized, but a lot of people said, nope, I'm not going to help underwrite that. So, no thanks.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I would say that it's hard to say nope to Netflix now.
Oh, I understand. I don't have an issue with anybody that chooses to have them. I still have them. But
I find us using Hulu a lot more than
I like Hulu.
Netflix.
I have that. I think, if I'm not mistaken, according to my accountant, Steve Duro, they're all tax deductible.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about later. But what I
need you to talk to us right now about a great photographer.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And in 8 days, in case you haven't heard, I'm going to get hitched.
Gonna get hitched.
I'm gonna get hitched, and I'm gonna want to remember those moments forever. And so, where you don't skimp when planning your wedding is on choosing your photographer, because those pictures have to last a long time. So, fiance and I are trusting our wedding photography to the same folks we trusted for our engagement photos. Stone Images Photography. You've heard us talk about Heath and Amy Stone a good bit. A picture I shared this morning of the guys and myself celebrating 2 years of doing the show was shot by Heath. Very great folks. Very, very passionate about what they do. I'm actually meeting with them next week to go over the final timeline for everything photo-wise for the wedding, which puts me at ease and all you brides-to-be or brides that have been, you know how the nerves get as you get closer and closer to your day and you want everything to be perfect. They